Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
You know, the thing is, breakfast and food go hand in hand, don't they? Because really, breakfast is breaking the fast.
That's exactly right.
Yes, I mean, it's all about food. It's basically all about food, apart from we hardly ever talk about it. But with you.
We are breaking the fast.
Let's go. Snap. There's broken.
Broken.
Don't bother trying to fix it. It's broken. Let's eat.
Eat. Yes.
Let's eat.
It's
eat.
The time of year.
If I could say one word to you, Delaney, it'd be eat.
Yeah. It's the time of year to eat.
Yeah, roll out the barrel. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't have to overindulge, but, I mean.
Don't have to, but you know.
You know,
if you're a risk taker, an adventurer. You know.
I've just started thinking about Christmas desserts.
I could see that come over your face just then.
I know.
Like while we're you completely departed from what we're talking about and just walked off
just lit up.
And just a door open and said, "Come and see me in my gingerbread house."
Brandy soaked sponge and softly whipped
Look
cream.
At you. That's kind of
trifle.
I felt like I walked into a very private moment just then.
No.
Brandy soaked sponge.
Delicious. So that's.
Hey, she started it. Don't look at me.
I'm planning on a Christmas trifle.
No, see, listen to her.
No jelly.
Hey, okay, all over the show. No jelly.
Absolutely no jelly.
Oh, you.
No jelly.
Yeah, no jelly. Whatever.
Ooh, also,
50 shades of jelly.
Also, a proper traditional boiled Christmas pudding that you light on fire.
I thought you were going to say proper traditional boiled egg.
No.
Merry Christmas.
Pickled eggs, maybe.
No. Yuck. What's wrong with you?
Not at dessert time.
No, thank you.
Anyway.
I mean, you could give someone a boiled egg for Christmas if you put a Santa hat on it or something.
That's a bit mean.
A little Santa hat on a boiled egg would be funny,
bit,
though.
Anyway.
It would be funny, just so you know. I know you can't see it because you're drunk on your bloody dessert thinking. Look
I
at
am.
You. Look at you again. You just did it again. You just drifted off again. What was it that time?
I'm just
Brandy snaps.
Anything
oh
with brandy.
Oh, my God, I'm Brandy snaps.
Was it closet?
Sarah cream? Loves brandy snaps. Brandy snaps are so good.
Don't put it on here. You love brandy snaps
I
as
do.
Well. Look at you.
I've mentioned brandy
look
about
it,
three times.
Talking about it.
So, Christmas desserts. What do you have on Christmas Day?
I just enjoy a salad.
Oh, yeah. God. Give me a break. Salad has a place.
A meat salad.
Before dessert.
Meat stack.
So, yeah, traditional.
No, what do I? You've asked me a question. Let me answer it, please,
sure.
Minister. I enjoy, of course, I just enjoy dessert. Even though it's a little bit unseasonal, I roast dinner. You know, roast vegetables on Christmas with the family.
Gravy.
Yeah, gravy, yeah.
Can do your roast veggies and then put them in a salad.
Yeah.
Or put a Santa hat on roast potatoes, Christmassy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
Or a Santa hat on a yam.
Basically just mini Santa hats on all your food at Mikey's house.
Little mini ones
could
on the peas.
Make?
On the peas? Oh, beautiful. Minted baby peas with a Santa hat.
Could you make it
You can make
Santa
the peas. You can make the peas
the
like, they could be the reindeer. And the roast potato could be the Santa.
A couple of years ago on like Pinterest or something, I saw people making Santas out of strawberries, like cutting
you see,
them.
I thought you'd laugh at me for thinking that up, but then you've been the one a couple of years ago was looking at it on Pinterest.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it just popped up on like Facebook a few times.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't make
it.
But there were a few pictures.
I didn't inhale.
You know, they were like. They were perfectly formed.
I never sent any messages to Todd Barclay.
Sorry, Delaney.
Go back to your dessert
trying to
dreams,
talk about
eh?
Santa strawberries here.
God, Mike.
Yeah, sorry, me talking about Santa roast potatoes. Get back onto Santa strawberries. Go ahead.
Anyway, they look shit. That's all. Keep it simple this Christmas.
Aww.
That's my advice.
That you can't go past a dusting of icing sugar and pretend it's snow.
Or just liquid cream. Yep.
You guys just mocking me into doing exactly what I was doing.
Well, you know. Happens.
So back to Christmas Day desserts, we've got trifle.
Custard.
Yeah, custard with your traditional boiled, steamed Christmas pudding.
Quite heavy, though.
Yeah,
is that
but,
why the
oh,
path?
Man, the best thing for breakfast the next day. Custard, liquid
regret.
Cream.
Regret.
Yeah.
No regrets.
No, great breakfast.
Sorry, what's that? Custard for breakfast.
But
I'm down with that. Yeah, I'm totally down with that.
Fruit pudding for breakfast.
The best thing about making too many Christmas Day puddings or desserts is that you get to eat them for breakfast the next day.
I could have.
You know what? Fucking A.
Could have that kind of thing for breakfast far away above having pavlova for breakfast.
Yeah, pavlova, I'm just... I'm
yeah, I mean, custard and fruit pudding, definitely. But pickled, yeah.
I'm indifferent.
Weet-Bix? Yeah. With the Santa hat?
Nah. Boxing Day? I mean, maybe cook up a brunch. That's the other thing. Boxing Day. Boxing Day brunch. Leftover ham on homemade pizzas.
So are you a big Christmas dinner family or a big Christmas lunch family?
We do like a late lunch that merges into dinner.
How late? Yeah, that's a dinner.
Yeah.
Late lunch is essentially dinner, isn't it?
Yeah. We get those frozen croissants that you know, leave out overnight and then bake in the morning. So fresh croissants in the morning.
Santa hat on them?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And then
cut them in half so they look like little Santa hats.
Yeah, and then dusted with icing sugar to make it look like he's had a crash, fall into the snow. Keep the little heads from falling in the snow.
Yeah, croissants, delicious. So then
bring it back on track. Then nice work, Delaney. Yeah.
Then lunch. Late lunch, and then just eat again right through to dinner time.
I get the impression that this time of year is the logistics of it. Some pretty serious logistics going on because
timing.
So, well, just I mean, you've got breakfast for someone who's a foodie,
foodie. I hate that word, but yeah.
Yeah, but you are one because you went to Adelaide yesterday to the Barossa Valley last week to the Barossa Valley.
Yeah, what would you prefer as a title? Enthusiast.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Food critic, food writer.
Writer,
yeah.
Enthusiast.
Writer, there you go.
Yeah, good time glutton.
Good time glutton. Yeah. Professional eater.
Professional eater.
All of it.
I've got Delaney Miz on the phone. She's a professional eater from Auckland. Yeah. Oh, just send her a ticket.
She is a glutton for a job.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, how's the cookbook going?
Right? Oh, your cookbook, yeah.
Cool.
Buy a cookbook. DelaneyMez.com. I did a cryptic Instagram post yesterday that I would put in a Christmas treat with all cookbook orders. I've got all sorts of...
Now you have to do it.
I know. So DelaneyMez.com/shop and I will deliver you a cookbook.
Like, personally?
I'll probably post it.
Yeah.
But I'll put in a Christmas treat.
Yeah, check a little...
Presents.
I bought a Christmas present online. I'm not going to say what it is. She might be listening...
Don't say what it is.
It's a brand new car! No, it's not.
You're in trouble now, mate.
It's a box of sticking plasters. No. I bought it online, and the guy that made it gave up. I mean, we're off track here again, Delaney. If you could just bring me back on track after this.
Yeah.
And he was involved in the advertising world, marketing, design, you know, and he gave it all up and focused on making this one particular. And it's the shizzle. It's awesome. So cool. And it's what I'm trying to get to is that he sent a little personalised note.
Oh, yeah.
Because he couldn't buy it on Amazon. They sold out on Amazon.
I was
using Amazon because I don't like local retailers. And
shop local this Christmas.
But it sent a, hey, thanks very much. You have a great Christmas. Handwritten note. I was like, no, thank you, buddy. Can I send you some more money?
That's good. That's good.
So there's a little hint for you.
Thank you.
Keep it real. Keep it personable. And and then just get back to the eating, I reckon.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Back to Christmas. Hey, also I wanted to say next week at Welcome Eatery, which is a most excellent cafe in Grafton. Do you know Welcome Eatery?
No.
It's in the Orion Health Building. It's open Monday to Friday only. That's maybe why you don't, I don't know. You know, people often go to cafes on weekends. Anyway, it's awesome. And they're having a market next week on, I believe, the 22nd. And there'll be like last minute Christmas presents and things like that. And also, if you are doing last minute presents, Lululemon on Ponsonby Road are having a market next.
Who's she?
Lululemon.
Next Wednesday and Thursday evening, and I'll be there selling cookbooks.
Leah so just said, "Shut up."
Say hi.
Come and ask that. If you've got any questions about that, come and ask. Come into the studio. Come through.
About Lululemon?
Yeah. Like, is it a real person?
They're an activewear shop.
They are an activewear brand.
Hello. They sell.
Hello.
They sell
tights. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
New From the waist down, you're Lululemon.
They're having a Christmas market and I'm going to be there selling books and kitchen related treats next week, Wednesday, Thursday evenings. It's on their Facebook page.
I just want to say before you leave the segment this morning, if you hark back to last week when you said, hey, and next week I'm going to bring in lots of Christmas food to eat.
I know.
How'd you get on with that?
I failed spectacularly.
I thought maybe you're keeping it as a surprise for the end, but so you didn't bring any.
I'm actually going to save it as a surprise for next week.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm sorry. I didn't bring food.
No, it's just that, yeah. So we would have bought our own food. And
Christmas treats are plenty right, next week with Delaney.
See, I guess, do you want to pop down and get us a
really
bowl
sorry.
Or something?
I don't think anything's open, Mike.
I'm so hungry.
I'm really sorry about that.
Put some water. There's some old Weet-Bix. We'll put some water.
Would it help if I told you that Hey Lala Vanilla sent me some donuts yesterday?
What?
Why would that help?
Yeah, well, I guess it would help if you told us how many are left.
Not many.
Thank you, Delaney. All the very best. We'll see you next week.
Really
love you.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas.
Love you guys.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.